VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge.
If you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to a man in his own language, that goes to his heart. Nelson Mandela. Greetings everyone, Hubert back again with language learning. With this video, we're giving you 4 tips on how to learn a new language effectively, better. I know speaking a new language is a daunting, scary thought, especially if you're just starting out. It could lead to self-doubt and even some stuttering. Don't worry, that's part of the process, and with these 4 tips, they can make the process a little less frightening. I'll give you the first tip. Get a conversational partner. That way, you can actually practice speaking the new language and get your mouth, lips, and tongue accustomed, adjusting to the new shapes and sounds. For the rest of the tips, you'll have to just finish watching the video to find out. After doing so, come back to me for today's featured sentence. Today's featured sentence. And then immediately, you'll find that what you're learning theoretically will be much more applicable to your speaking of the language. I'll say that again. And then immediately, you'll find that what you're learning theoretically will be much more applicable to your speaking of the language. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. First word, immediately. 5 syllables. Short U sound. Me, as in me. D, long E sound. It, try pronouncing the word it. And Lee, Bruce Lee's Lee. Immediately. Next word, theoretically. A whopping 6 syllables. The, long E sound. Short U sound. Re, short E sound. T, short U sound. And a blending of the letter K and Lee. Theoretically. And our last one for pronunciation would be applicable. 4 syllables. Then pl. I would say this is a short I sound, followed by k, short U sound, and bull, like the animal bull. Applicable. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is immediately. Definition, now or without waiting or thinking. Used in a sentence, you could say, we really ought to leave immediately. Next word, theoretically. Definition, in a way that obeys some rules, but is not likely. Used in a sentence, you could say, it is theoretically possible. And lastly, applicable. Definition, affecting or relating to a person or thing. Used in a sentence, you can say, the new qualifications are applicable to all European countries. Pretty useful tips, don't you think? It makes sense to learn the vocabulary that you would actually use. You can combine your hobbies or interests with language learning. Many of my friends are fluent in English now thanks to the American TV show Friends. Perhaps you guys can combine an interest with language learning as well. It definitely beats memorizing each word individually from a boring old textbook. Adjust with the times, people. Use the internet. You can find people across the world nowadays. That's how you found us at VoiceTube. We'll always be here to support one another. Let's get to recording your sentences. Perhaps you can include some of your favorite English TV shows. Recommend some good ones to me. Alright guys, find me at Hubert Tran on Instagram if you want to say hi. I'll see everyone again on the next episode of Pronunciation Challenge. Signing out. See ya.